Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Ron Rood, and I'm a ELCA pastor, and for the last 17 years was campus pastor at the University of Arizona in Tucson, but just recently retired, so trying to figure out that next chapter of life. And the title of class that I'm teaching is God's Story of Life and God's Story of Jesus. And the springboard for that is I've been kind of a humanities person most of my life, but in the last 20 years or so I've really become interested in the natural sciences, especially astronomy and geology and evolutionary biology and paleoanthropology, which is kind of looking at our predecessor species, Australopithecus, Homo habilis, Homo erectus, and so forth. And it's kind of given me a different perspective on this world, and I just have been wondering, how does this affect not only how I see God's world, but how I see the Christian faith? And that's kind of the journey that I am on at this time. Yeah, one of the things that I think I've learned is you use the word large, that there's a large story going on.
Yeah.
God's story that's ancient, at least 13.7 billion years old, and large in terms of this universe. I guess astronomers are saying now there might be about a trillion galaxies, each with, you know, billions and maybe even trillions of stars or suns or solar systems in them. And it just makes me realize how tiny I am. And some people are disturbed by that, but I find it kind of awe-inspiring to know that I'm smallish and tiny, but part of a larger story. But it makes me think that I think part of our problem as a species now is that we become pretty turned in on ourselves. We think we're the center of the universe. That's called anthropocentrism. A friend of mine calls it diva theology. And I think that has a lot to do with why we're behaving rather poorly as a species. And this gets into sustainability kind of challenges. Those are some of the things that I'm wrestling with. And in terms of Reformation, you know, we're always tweaking our theology, but I'm wondering if there's a major reformation that we're kind of on the verge of. What Martin Luther and all those folks did in the 1600s was an incredible improvement over on medieval theology, but I'm just wondering if we're still in medievalism, and especially some of the new learnings of the natural sciences of the last 500 years, we have a different worldview than the 16th century, certainly, but even the biblical worldview. So those are things I think about. What might Christianity look like if we took the natural sciences seriously and what they're teaching us? So we explore that in the classes that I'm teaching. A key verse for me lately is Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I suppose we could say the universe is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we have been invited to be part of that, which is pretty remarkable as a species and me as an individual person. And that invitation, I think, is grounded in God having a love for the whole creation, including me, including my species. So everything we do starts from a point of not needing to earn God's love, or that God hates us and we have to somehow change God, but it starts with a given that God cherishes this creation, and that affects, or it should affect, how I see the creation and how I see my neighbor and how I even see myself and how I see God. And if that can percolate in my soul, maybe that has the power to transform me, and for me to be an agent of transformation for my species, to help us learn how to be a better member of God's household. In the Creator's house, there are many dwelling places, about 20 million of them, because there are about 20 million species on this planet. And we as humans get one of those dwelling places. And so the question is, what kind of housemates are we being? And it doesn't seem like we're being that great of housemates. But maybe we just haven't let God's love sink into us deep enough and let that just alter our worldview and our on the way we live and what we think our purpose is in this life. Right, it can seem discouraging, but even though a propensity to be destructive is part of our nature, maybe it's not our total nature, because we also have the capacity to be loving. We have the capacity to sacrifice. We have the capacity to not only see life through our own eyes, but maybe we've gone down a pathway where we've forgotten that. And it's all about us. Put ourselves first as individuals, as a nation, as a species. And isn't I-centeredness kind of the definition of sin? But maybe our species hasn't always been like this. If we've been around for 200,000 years, maybe this trajectory we're on is more recent. And maybe that's why the trajectory towards destruction is more recent. Not that people were angels beforehand, but this destructive bent is maybe more recent. And maybe that's what prompted the emergence of these modern baby, brand new religions called Judaism and Christianity. They've only been around for, 3,500 years and 2,000 years. God's been engaged with the creation for 13.7 billion years, and even with our species for a couple hundred thousand years. So maybe these new baby religions are trying to address aberrant path that our species kind of decided to go down maybe just a few thousand years ago. Yeah, and evolution is not really survival of the fittest. It's survival of those species that fit in. Okay. And some species have, for whatever reason, no longer fit in and gone extinct. Usually several dozen a year normally, but now humans are causing about the extinction of about 80 species a day because of human misbehavior, rather than just a few dozen a year, which is kind of normal. So that shows that God has a problem with one species that's kind of gone nuts. But maybe that's what the Old and New Testament are about, trying to heal us and restore us to God's larger story.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.